Hey, what do you think of my new poster?
Well, a poster for what?
For the movies. I made it. Get customers in.
No, we need to work on the building being condemned in order to get the customers in. A poster isn't going to do anything, Theo. Why aren't you working on the whole condemned situation?
It's really complicated.
Well, yeah, it's complicated. That's why we're going to work on this together.
Yeah, but I made this poster, see?
Avatar? Did you mean Avatar?
Yes.
But this is a poster that's like a movie poster size. It's not like a huge banner that we could put on the side of the building in order to attract crowds.
It's the biggest paper I had. I just drew it on the back of this old poster.
What poster? Let me see. Dude, this is Spider-Man 2!
It was the only one with a white background.
This was signed by Toby!
Hey guys!
What?
It doesn't matter what you're talking about right now. I don't care if it's emotionally scarring. I found something amazing. Okay, so you know how I have to dust off and clean your frozen father every now and then?
Yeah, twice a week.
I did it. Okay, I had different days. Anyway, so I went over there and I did it, and I left the door open again, and your father melted kind of a little bit again. Well, I was cleaning up the mess. I did it without you this time. I tried to do my job. Poppy did help me, and Mappo just watched.
How would Poppy help?
Yeah, Poppy's still working on it back there. But anyway, I slipped and
fell. You left him down there?
And I continued to break the hole that was there bigger that I haven't fixed yet. I found another box down there
of
literally 2 feet away from the other box that I found of recordings. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Real Butter Radio Hour?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the date that they went back to?
And it was like 50 something.
1950. That's right. Yeah. Here's a treat. And this box goes back even further. Oh my God. Did you eat that? I was kidding.
That wasn't a treat? Oh
my, well, that's going to be a fun
journey. What was that?
Anyway, this new box I found has earlier recordings, right?
Yeah.
They go all the way back to 1940 something. I don't know. One of these doesn't even say Radio Hour on it.
Ooh. Well, okay. Should we even play it then?
Here. Wait a second. Poppy, bring it in. Bring that box in, Poppy. Yeah. Little gore. Okay, just to save time, I'm going to pick it up.
Oh, is he sick?
Here we go.
No, just got a lot of dust.
Someone's dust!
And spiders, too. There's spiders down there.
Poppy, next time I would use a dolly. That might help for the weight distribution.
We want you to get Dolly Parton and help you.
Work harder.
We want her to help you.
Quiet.
Work smarter, not harder.
Who the heck is that?
How do you not know? Wait, I'm sorry. You don't know?
Guys, focus.
We'll play our music later. Anyway. Okay, thank you for the box. Theo, take a look at this stuff. You guys know what's up.
Well, why didn't you hand it to me? I want to see.
Because you're coming
over. Hand it over.
Guys, stop.
What?
Stop.
What? I want to see, man.
Just look inside. Why does that smell?
I think it's something died and burnt at the same time.
God, it's like, oh, man.
Wait. Is that burnt? Hand me that.
This one says 1940 on it.
Yeah, half of this is burnt. Let me test it.
Stop looking at
me. Wait.
Oh, that's really burnt.
Oh, I'm going to lick another
side.
Lick the side that I like. What does that taste like? Theo, taste this. What does that taste like?
Straight up pomade, guys.
No, taste it.
I know my pomade.
Okay, hold on. It's definitely petroleum-based.
Okay, see?
Sort of like a Vaseline-y kind of.
Here, Poppy, taste this. Taste this. What's it taste like? Pomade, right? That's right. Okay, good job. Anyway, so it's burned around the edges too, so I don't know if this one's going to play or not.
Well, why not?
It's kind of weird.
Well, it's burnt. This thing is like...
No, it doesn't matter. You just throw some real butter on it. I do that with all the records.
Really?
Yeah, I just slather in real butter.
Huh.
I have to clean it first. So I'm going to get... Okay, I'll use this poster. Hold on.
Oh,
no!
Oh, burn! I told you, Peter, I don't care if it's emotionally scarring.
Hold on. Alex, spit on it.
No! Don't spit on it, Toby!
Okay, and just wipe off the front.
No!
The Pettibone Petroshine Pomade Theater of the Air.
That is a mouthful.
March 1st, 1940.
Huh. That is a mouthful.
Featuring Thaddeus Theater.
Wait, Thad?
Oh, that's weird. Look on the back.
Oh.
It says first and last episode.
What's that written in? Is that blood or... lipstick or...
Oh.
Wait, let me taste it.
Oh, it's both. I'm still tasting the pomade.
No, this part.
Oh.
The part that I licked.
Okay.
No, follow my tongue with your tongue.
I thought we just tasted the alphabet.
Okay, no. That is some fine print here. It looks like it's, we've got Johnny and the orchestra, and we've got,
Did he just scribble his last name?
I can't read it. Something about
it says Johnny
wow, how rude.
Orchestra, and then something about Pinocchio, I guess. Huh. From Disney.
Oh, 1940, Pinocchio, that's when it came out.
Yeah, yeah. Gosh. And then, His Girl Friday.
Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
Well, I've never seen it.
Really? Wait, you've never seen it?
Do you want to watch it right now?
No. Yeah, we should watch it.
No, well.
After we do the radio hour. Because we got to record it. Like, we got
to
get this out.
Let me clean it first. Well, I have to clean the needle to the player first.
That's right. I got to act all hipster. That's right.
And I can clear some of this pomade off and put it in my hair.
All right. Does anybody want this clay pot I made specifically for fondue?
No, I'm busy cleaning.
I can't see what you're cleaning because of this fedora. You don't. All right, guys. On the count of three. One.
For what?
We're gonna put this on the record here.
Can we all hold it at the same time?
You want to hold it at the same time?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, you do. Come on.
Okay, we'll just lower it onto the player.
All right. Okay. One.
We're gonna do a countdown.
Wait, that's what we are now.
Maybe 1, 2, 3, and then you go 2, 1.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay,
right, thought this was America.
Okay. Hey, can I just like stand on it? I don't really want to like hold it.
All right. Okay.
Well, if you stand on it, it's gonna go, and then you have to run around. And
it's gonna go once we turn it on. So turning it on.
Wait, hang on. Let me get
out. Okay. Poppy. Get it. Jump, Poppy. Okay. Okay. All right. Could you keep cleaning back at the fridge, by the way? All right, just don't lift with your back, and you'll feel good.
You have a back?
Everything's my back.
Yeah, he's like a mouse. It's all just one big vertebrae. Yeah. Adorable. Adorable. Get to work. Anyway, okay.
It's starting.
Welcome to the Petty Bowl. Petrol Shine Pomade, Cedar of the Air. For the cheap seats back there, welcome to the Petty Bowl. Petrol Shine Pomade, Cedar of the Air.
All right, nice check with the xylophone.
Thank you.
It's the Pettibone Petroshine Homemade Theater of the Air, brought to you by the Pettibone Petroleum Corporation and presented by Thad Theater, with me, Johnny Stempton, and the Johnny Stempton Orchestra.
Hello, America. You're listening to the Pettibone Petroshine Homemade Theater of the Air, brought to you by our sponsor, the Pettibone Petroleum Corporation, makers of America's best crude oil-based beauty products, detergents, varnishes, plastics, paint, fuel, explosives, and tar. But mainly pomade. I'm your host, Thaddeus Theater, here tonight with my old friend, Johnny Stepson, and our special guests, Frankie Jones and Evelyn Nash, those quick-footed young stars of the upcoming MGM feature, Tap to the Stars. Take it away, Johnny.
Okay, well, I think there's more song after this. I didn't really have anything planned.
What do you mean?
Trumpet goes for a while, that's right. You know, we were supposed to have rehearsals, and you were supposed to talk about this then.
I was busy. I had to talk to my stockbroker.
We have to do this to... Okay, all right.
Okay.
Nope, that's when... Okay, all right. Wasn't planning this properly. Next time, when we have the rehearsal, you need to be there, Thad, so we can discuss these things.
I'm a busy man, all right?
It's a two-way street, Thad. Okay. Now here's your host for the evening. The one and only Thaddeus Theater. Here to make you laugh and cry. Maybe sing along if you were to try. So join us at the Pettibone Petro Jack? Alright, just sing theater. Okay, Jack, cut it out. Jack.
What?
With the xylophone solo.
I'm sorry.
My work.
Oh, jeez.
I liked it.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Sam! Oh, back to you.
Johnny Stetson, everyone. Johnny Stetson Orchestra. Fantastic.
Stanton. Johnny Stanton and the Johnny Stanton Orchestra.
That's what I said.
I think you're great, sir.
Jack?
Yes?
Speak through the xylophones.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I have the pleasure and the privilege to announce something very special. Behind me on the stage tonight, we have a display of Pettibone Petroshine pomade tins and economy-sized jars. And we'll be sending some home with each and every audience member here tonight. That's great. I'm going to have to ask you to put out your cigarette. Thank you. And actually, you too, sir. That cigar will have to go. Any open flame? No. Sir, right down there. Is that you, Hubert?
What's that?
What are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to see your show.
All right, that's very nice of you. Anyway, yeah, put it...
Should I put mine out, too?
Oh, my. It's Edgar.
I was about to light it.
All right, boys. If you could just sit tight, just, you know, keep the volume down.
I got an act, though.
Without the smoking is what you're
talking
about.
Just put out your cigarettes. No smoking, please. It's very flammable.
All right, keep your shirt on. Keep your shirt on.
No. Human. Don't light it. Don't light it.
I didn't even know it.
You literally just lit... Okay, you're smoking the cigarette right now.
No, not.
Give me that cigarette.
Which one?
Oh, I'm sorry, wait, okay, all right.
That one's on me, sir.
You just do your show. We're so proud of you. If you want me on, I can do it. I got a dummy act for now. You're doing
a dummy
great.
Act. We don't need a dummy.
I know. Hubert is here, but I also brought a dummy.
that's the kind of stuff you're going to get on the show. Just keep your seat there, buddy. Yeah, we're going to...
Just tell me when.
We have a wonderful show here tonight. My brothers, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thanks, yeah. I'm all the way from Minor American City.
Hello.
Yes.
Fantastic. Nice to meet you. How you doing, darling?
No, tonight our guests, Franklin Nash and Evelyn Jones.
I believe their names are Frankie Jones and Evelyn Nash.
So, thanks for coming down. Frankie, nice to see you. Wow, look at those feet go. That's fantastic. All right, and Evelyn?
I'm happy to be here. Kind of hard to find a theater. You need to remove some trees. You think you'd be able to find it.
Yeah.
Just feels a little small. Maybe... Expand.
I know what you mean. Yeah, those trees are about.
Yes, it is actually pretty tight in here. We've had some fire escape problems. We've had some issues getting people out on the drills. You know, it's a pretty tight space in here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a new theater. It's just getting up. In any case, I heard you made a new feature and that you've prepared a little tap dance number with your partner Frankie here, and you're gonna perform for the folks. Take it away, Frankie Nevin. Frank, are you alright? Oh, jeez, got that pomade all over him.
I think he'll be fine.
Alright, well, A for effort there, kids. Alright, come on back, and we'll have a little chat about your film there. Evelyn, what's the story of this new feature film that you're in there? What's it called now?
You know, I can't quite remember the name right now.
Well, what's the story? What's the story there?
Very, very tiring. Day in, day out.
Well, I expect so. You all right there, Frankie? Oh, he's real shiny. I'll give him that, folks. So, Evelyn, yes, story. I hear it's about two young lovers go to a small town and they save the local church or something. Is that?
Yeah, that's not important. Working. That's what's important. I was working so hard, and they didn't even have snacks. How am I supposed to function?
Absolutely, yeah.
The pills can only last so long, and then I'm tired and just lethargic.
I absolutely understand. I appreciate a good meal. Yeah. What's up next for you? What's your next picture after this?
Well, I think I'm gonna take a break. I need, you know, I'm running low on pills. They're kind of hard to find right now.
All
right. Gotta keep my energy up.
Well, that's swell. You just rest up there, Evelyn. That's fantastic. And Frankie, I guess you'll be taking a little time off as well. Evelyn, please don't.
Is somebody gonna put that fire on?
I don't know what to do.
Right, hang on. Are these extinguishers right here?
Yeah, these extinguishers right next to me.
Stand back, everybody. Stand back, everybody, stand back.
Right,
hang on, yeah, I'm almost out.
I think you're
almost out. Every last drop. All right, I think that's all of that. There's a lot in there. Man.
No, Hubert! Put it out!
Put what out?
Put out the cigarette you just lit!
This one?
Yes!
Oh, that one's on me.
That's a close call there. Oh, sorry! Sorry, Dad, sorry.
About what?
No, no, that's stop lighting cigarettes. Stop putting it out.
This?
Yes.
Edgar. Cigarette.
Yes.
Edgar, I don't remember inviting you up on stage.
Oh, you mean you didn't? Oh, well, I just happened to have my case right here for my dummy that I built, my ventriloquist case.
You're gonna show off.
Hubert's right here.
You're gonna show off all your hard work.
Absolutely, Hubert.
But I think we had another guest coming on a little while. Johnny, did you have any word about Gary Krant?
I'm pretty sure that he's not coming now. I looked in the back room, and it seems like he boogied out. It seemed like it was really hot in there, and it wasn't any water, and I think he just left.
Oh.
No, I told you you have to pay the actors beforehand so that they'll do the job. You can't just pay them after. You can't just pay them beforehand. I'm sorry. You listened to the wrong. You have to pay them after, not before.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, if you pay them before, they're going to leave.
Edgar, why don't you... Yeah, let's see your little dummy.
Yeah, bring him out, Edgar. Come on, you worked really long and hard.
Oh, you want to see my dummy, eh? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pull him out here. Thank you. Now, I didn't know that this was going to happen today. I am surprised. Evelyn, could you move over for a second? Okay, thank you. We're going to give some space here for my friend here, Professor Chippy, ladies and gentlemen. That's great. Say hello, Professor Chippy.
He sounds worse than he looks.
Isn't he just great?
That's his laugh.
That is his laugh.
I think we need to clarify.
That is his laugh. I mean, I checked. I think that's his laugh. He also uses
that. That is my laugh, indeed.
What is it?
That's right.
I mean, his head's made out of wood, but his jaw, it's... What is it, bone?
That is bone. That is genuine bone right there.
100% bone.
Oh, God, he's biting her. He's biting her.
Please
so sorry.
Please don't bite the guest. Please don't bite the guest.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Stop that. Get off me.
Oh, she's taking it really well. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Sam. That's not funny. Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, my God, Evelyn. Oh, God, she is gone. She is
gone. Tastes like strawberry.
I am so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Sam. This is my friend, Professor Chippy. He gets a little eccentric at times. As you can see, he's a little fresh with the women, you know?
Hang on. I can go by Chippy. You can just call me Dummy.
Now, Chippy, let's not finish the act here. You lost all your guests.
I did.
All right? I actually wrote a song here with my puppet. I would love for you to hear it.
Well, I could absolutely play whatever you want, Edgar, as long as you have some sheet music.
I absolutely do. Here you go. It's got lyrics and everything.
I can't read this. I can't read your writing.
Sure you can. Just read it.
No, that's all right, Professor Chippy. That means I get to sing the song. All right, I'll give this hand to the band. Here you go. Just follow the cues and just listen to my movements. You'll get it going when you get it going, guys. Here we go. One and a two and a you know what to do. Sitting all alone in my booth, showing those flickers, I just couldn't hide from the truth. I was in desperate need of a friend, 'cause all of my family stinks. After gluing would do some bones, and screwing on a smile plus a fourth thing I won't disclose. Who's the dummy now? We can grab some clothes from our lost and found. A little vest with a top hat to set, he's a fancy guy. Cut some bobbles in half for his eyes, but also I got a thoughtful monocle, he's such a fancy guy. Thought long and hard on his name, it's Professor Chippy. 'Cause he's just a chip of a tree.
Who's the dummy now? That's it, the dumbest name I have ever heard. Say it again and I will get it my way. You will regret that day you ever made. So for now just call me Dummy!
Professor Chippy, you're the best. I will always keep you so close to my chest, or at least in the chest I keep you in when we're both backstage.
My baton. I'm the singer here. You don't get to sing whatever song you want.
That was utterly horrifying. Thanks very much, Edgar.
And the Johnny Stenson, or... No, Johnny, stop. Johnny, stop.
Yes, yes, yes,
I did it wrong now.
All right, so, yeah, thank you, Edgar, and the Johnny's stand-up orchestra. And what'd you step in? Let's move along. That was an utterly terrifying song by Edgar and his hideous creature there, who I noticed was singing at the same time as you. So you're either an extremely talented ventriloquist or...
Thank you.
Which I very much doubt. You're not a very talented anything.
Oh, well, I mean, I was having some trouble getting that whole mouth thing going where you couldn't see me talking. And I also wanted to, as the song states, bring to life a friend because I think my family stinks. And so I...
They heard it, dummy!
The fourth thing is butter. Real butter. Yeah. I gave him the real butter from the theater.
I knew it, you know.
And I smeared it all over this guy, rubbed it all over certain areas, and now he's all...
It made me feel funny, baby.
You're alive now. Okay, all right, that we'll work on that. That is okay. That's a gentle giggle, I guess. That's a laugh. They gotta laugh.
I didn't think the dad would let you wet the butter. I thought he kept that under lock and key.
Hey, what are you guys talking about here, butter? What are you guys talking about?
Well, it relates to movie theater.
You guys own a movie theater?
Yeah, the theater.
Yeah, it's a family business. Our father, Chester Theater, he started the theater with his brother.
Do you guys like film at all?
No, not particularly. Enjoy film at all, actually.
But you manage a movie theater.
We do, you know, we do the job right.
We do all right.
We do all right.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously,
Stop putting that up. Okay, what? I'm sorry. Oh, but he made that secret.
Please.
We gotta put him out.
Oh, that one's on me.
That was on us.
Let's not sing any more songs, and let's try and keep the dummy as quiet as possible, and we'll do something.
I mean, I
rebutted
him. He's gonna do whatever he wants. I said in the song, he'll do what he wants. What do you say?
I...
You do not like it when I whisper.
No, I don't. I think I actually
can really, really hear the jaw of the bone of the animal I screwed in there. Just really hit that wood.
Where are my bones from,
Daddy?
What
is that?
I wish I knew, but you know what? Where
is that, a rat or a weasel?
No, mummy.
At that point, I was grown inside of my mommy. But you are not. You are not a real boy. Not like that movie Pinocchio. That's why I got this whole idea in the first place, was that movie Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Pinocchio.
Oh, I'm kind of invested in that feature, actually. I got myself some stocks in Disney, so I hope it's doing well down there at the theater.
It is not.
Dean.
It's,
What?
I hate to say it, but it's not doing hot.
It is not. I mean, everyone loves Snow White, but I think everyone kind of is over that whole, like, long-form animated thing. Which is really bad, because this movie's great.
Is it?
Pinocchio's fantastic.
I don't know.
Have you seen that thing? That thing is gorgeous.
You know, I stepped in for a few minutes, and then I walked right back out.
What? How far did you get?
Yeah.
You know, I saw the fairy.
That's not that far.
And then I was done.
You missed so much stuff the entire third act. It's amazing.
Well, I did walk back in, and and then it was the credits.
The credits are at the beginning of the film. The credits aren't at the end.
Oh, so I just waited long enough to see the beginning.
You just walked out and then walked right back in again.
Maybe I forgot something.
I think you did it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, gosh. That is crazy. You and I are just... Oh, man. What? Oh, sorry. No, okay, Cuba, we can't smoke here. You put petroleum everywhere. Dad.
What?
We're sorry.
Oh, that's what's on me.
No. I saw the Pinocchio movie, too. This is quite distressing. I was pretty sure it was going to do well. I went to the premiere here in town, and I thought the artwork was incredible. You know, the simple story of an insane little wood-carving man who makes those kind of torture devices, or, you know, the clocks with the images of the mothers beating their children, and the drunken man, you know... Who's off the wagon.
Boy, yeah, that was a lot of
class.
It's
a horror show. It's a real horror show.
It seems like it wasn't selling anything.
Yeah, and they're all just smacking each other and beating each other. It's really awful. I thought it was a fascinating look into a deranged mind.
Yeah, I mean, but they drew all that.
And then,
it looked beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautifully drawn. Yes, indeed. And then he gets the puppet and he's kicking his cat and abusing his child. And
oh,
it's really fascinating.
Wait, then, when did he abuse Pinocchio? Come on, he loved Pinocchio.
Okay, so he makes the...
Dummy!
Okay, well, basically, he brings this puppet to life. He's alive for... a few hours, then he sends him off to school with no understanding of human nature or anything like that.
Well, he assumes that the school is going to give him that understanding.
Yeah, well, I mean, he wishes upon a star to have a child and kicks him out right
well,
the next day.
He's got no shopping
so we can get some peace and quiet, you know? I guess so. He's got to shine up a filthy old... He pulls an apple out of his pocket, just spit shines it, stuffed in this kid's...
Yeah,
can this puppet even eat apples?
Do I...
I don't think the puppet can eat apples.
Do I spit on apples and give them to my children?
Yes.
No, I don't have children.
You don't?
No, but I do spit on apples and give them to random children.
I don't have children either.
That's good. That's good. It's real good. Yeah, Chippy gets it.
Like I said, love the artwork. All the overhead shots of the town, pretty incredible. All the perspective
and all
that. That
one single take right before he sends him off to school is pretty great.
I think they use some kind of like multi-plane situation where the camera would zoom in and...
It's all about the layers. That's what it's about. You know, really, it really got me thinking
about it. Turn it... No, you put it out.
Hang on, no, it got me thinking.
No, you put it out.
Put what
stop it.
I'm not going to put my thoughts away.
No. Don't light the cigarette.
I'm not.
No, you stop it.
This?
Yes.
All right, that one's on me.
Okay, every time. Okay.
Can I get a new ashtray? This one's full.
You know what? You remind me of all the cigars they're smoking in that movie, too. It can't taste good at all.
It doesn't, but it's worth it.
No,
let
isn't
me tell
it?
You, it's
absolutely.
Worth it.
Absolutely. Let me have one of those right here. Come on. Wait, stop. Okay, jeez. I'm so sorry, Dad. It feels so good to smoke.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't smoke. I gotta preserve my radio voice.
You're gonna be a big radio star, Thad, and it stinks to us and Chippy over
right.
here.
I'm just...
I'm gonna make you famous, Uncle.
Right, that's fantastic.
He sounds happy about it. You know, it seems like Pinocchio went out there and he jumped up on stage too.
Daddy,
we're trying to be stars.
Yeah. It's nice. And you know, I will say, nice little musical numbers in there. There are no strings on me, and When You Wish Upon a Star. Obviously, these are great. The great numbers, wonderful music in this film. Great animation. Story's gibberish.
I gotta be honest. The very fact that the Blue Fairy is like, "I'll never help you again," and then offers a note to Pinocchio to help get to Geppetto and the whale. That is a Deus Ex Machina if I've ever heard it.
You know, I've never, ever, ever watched the movie enough to know what you're talking about. But the only thing that I noticed was the part when I walked in, coincidentally. When the fairy popped up, I noticed that she looked completely different from any other character in the movie.
They still done that rotoscope for her. Everything else looks different and new and interesting.
It looked more cartoony. I don't know how else to put it, but her...
I mean, everything else in it is a cartoon.
Her, she looked very normal.
Photogenic, yes.
Yeah, just... I didn't
photorealistic.
Like it. I didn't like it, so I walked out.
Oh, boy. You missed so much. I mean, the whole...
I?
Oh, yes, a bunch of kids turned into jackasses.
Obviously, I missed just as much as everybody else.
Well, what do you think of the animation of the cricket that doesn't look like a cricket? He looks like a little man. He's got toenails and everything.
The cricket makes sense because the face is a cricket. But the rest of him, you know, he's the body of a man, so doesn't really add up.
I think that cricket is pretty nice, too. He was also in the other movie that we were showing, the His Girl Friday, the actor who plays Jimmy the Cricket. Yeah, Jimmy the Cricket. That guy, he's in His Girl Friday. Now, that movie's making bank over there.
You know, I walked in on that one.
People are liking that movie. Yeah, not watching Pinocchio as much as that, I'll tell you that much. You got a bunch of money in Pinocchio?
I got a bunch of money in Disney. Yeah, I'm going
to have to
make a call. Do you guys mind just watching the show for a minute?
You can't just leave, Thad. You can't just get out of here. I can't just watch the show.
My uncle can do whatever he wants.
All right, well, that's a pretty... You don't have to get so close here.
I can get as close as I want.
I need to sell those stocks, those Disney stocks. Take everything out. Give me all the cash.
Aha, he is.
No, that's everything I have.
I think it's considered insider trading.
It might be. I don't think we should be recording this.
Yeah, this stock loss. I mean, after the stock market crash in 29, who knows?
I have no idea.
Did that ruin debt? Right. You know that?
Talk to you later. No. You do what I tell you to do. You work for me,
really
understand?
I don't know why you even got the Wall Street game after what happened there.
Oh, man. You said it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, light it up.
Oh, God. Oh,
what,
God.
What,
hey, your hand's on fire.
Oh, shoot.
Jeez.
Pop it up.
All right, that's enough.
Oh, God. Oh, did you use some of that pomade?
I think I did.
Oh, man.
Jesus, I need to smoke. Let me tell you. That was stressful.
Oh, no, stop the smoke.
Please. All right. Tonight's show is brought to you by the makers of Petit Bon Pomade, the perfect high-gloss hairdressing. It keeps your hair in place all day long. It's made entirely from healthful, all-American petroleum. Try today in tubes and jars at drug counters everywhere. But Hubert, put that out.
This?
Oh, God. But, oh, come on.
That one's on me. Sorry.
I'm trying my best over here, Dad. Jeez.
Petit Bon Pomade.
So,
Pinocchio, great, wonderful movie.
I mean, it really does seem like they spent an inordinate amount of time making this look like as realistic of a movie as possible. I mean, they pulled out the stops.
In terms of the landscape.
Well, the way they draw the water.
The water's incredible. Yeah, I had a little, one of my friends at Disney there, he said they had a whole team working for an entire year just exclusively on the effects on the water, on that kind of thing, so.
Well, it seems like a giant waste of time.
I mean, they were working on, what, 3 movies at the same time right now? I can't believe you got all this money in this company. They've got that Fantasia movie coming out later this year.
What was I thinking?
I don't know about that one.
I mean, I don't know. Pinocchio's not doing well. I don't think Fantasia doesn't even have a narrative, they
I
say.
I don't even have
it's just a bunch of dancing animals.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh,
I mean, there's dancing animals in this, but they're saying that's
if I wanted to watch dancing animals, I'd go to the zoo.
Why is it Geppetto's cat is just a cat, and then there's a cat with clothes who stands out like a person, but
now you're asking the question.
There's a fox, and you know, like, what are the rules here? Because there's a talking fox who thinks that a talking puppet is amazing and wants to sell him as some kind of slave, and then later as
I did walk in one more time. And the last time I walked in, I noticed the fingers on these guys. You look at the fingers?
No.
I mean, these characters got the weirdest arrangement of fingers. So, all of the non-humans, right, they had about 3 fingers and 1 opposable thumb, right? And I noticed that the, I don't know, I couldn't get his name, the fat man who was selling all the boys to turn them into donkeys.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they gave him a name.
He also had 3 fingers and, you guessed it, 1 opposable thumb.
So your argument is the one human character that talks to the 2 animals that can talk English is also probably an animal.
In some way, maybe. And then I walked right back out because it looked stupid.
He's pretty evil. I mean, but he looked great, though. When he turned evil, that looked amazing.
You know, I'm all about the attention to detail, and it had none.
There's so much detail. You kidding me?
They got it
wrong. When they go to the island and all the kids are destroying that house, every little kid is doing something different.
I wouldn't know.
They're literally throwing bodies of animators at these things. People are literally dying from heart attacks and non-rest.
It was glorious!
You liked it, huh? Well, I mean, it's a movie about a puppy coming to life. You gotta like it.
It's a puppy!
It is about you. You can relate pretty heavily.
I've got springs, but I bit them off.
Oh, wow. That's right. You do like biting things. This is not healing very well, this bite.
No, it's not. I gotta stop biting that one spot.
Yeah, that one spot's pretty bad. You gotta spread
this
it out.
This spot right here.
Yeah. I knew it was gonna happen.
You want me to pull him off?
Nah, I love him. I love him. I want him close to my...
Take me on, Daddy!
I love ya. You kinda sound alike.
Me?
Maybe.
Family resemblance, I suppose. So would you recommend this for the folks at home, the Pinocchio film?
Absolutely not.
I think this okay. I think this movie's pretty great. Not. I think it's pretty phenomenal. I think it's pushing the level of animation that's capable by this group. People should be seeing this left and right.
No, they can't even pay attention to the small movie.
So. It's a full-fledged narrative. They didn't even have that last time. There wasn't even characters, really. It was just those 7 dwarves doing whatever the heck they did. No, this actually has pathos and thought. This teaches kids not to be little brats.
No, if they had real people, live action, right, hear me out, no screen time for anybody. In fact, it's black. There's no screen at all. And it was just music. And not just any music. It was just smooth, slow.
You're just talking about jazz again. You just talk about how much you
love
jazz.
I am. I love it. I mean, it's...
Pinocchio is not jazz.
It's better
right?
than anything it's else I've ever medium. Seen. Hey, whoa. I'm just saying... It's amazing.
Okay, wait, I thought you said the idea of Pinocchio as jazz is amazing to you.
No, jazz.
Oh, jazz is amazing. Yeah, it's the jazz era. All right. We all love jazz. I'd say it's more the big band era, but still.
But I.
So, Edgar would recommend it, Hubert would recommend jazz, and,
Chippy, what would you do?
I don't know. If it was about me, I'd love it more.
It inspired me to make you, so I'm pretty happy.
Me too, Daddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with Edgar there. I'm going to say it's the pinnacle of animation art as it stands at the moment. I think if you guys remember the films we watched as kids, the cartoons, they were just black and white. They were a little stretchy.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you were always a little different. But Edgar and I would definitely always watch the little Mickey Mouse cartoons, the Donald Ducks, and, you know, they had little bendy, wobbly bodies. Anything could happen. There was no, you know, the level. I mean, they were funny, but...
But they were short and sweet. This one stays. It lingers with you. It lingers in the heart. Yeah. Fingers lingers in the heart.
Just like a cigarette.
Oh. No, don't like that. No, what are you doing?
Like this?
No. Don't get that in your chippy.
Man, I'm almost out of my pack here.
Oh, okay, well, that's good, because you can't...
Hey, where's my ashtray? I need an ashtray.
Oh, gosh. Okay, are you using the lid of the petroleum?
No. Oh, my gosh.
Chippy, you're on fire!
I am Daddy, and I love the way it looks.
No.
Look. My finger is eliminated.
Give it, get the other fire extinguisher. Get the other fire extinguisher.
Another fire extinguisher.
My fingers are crispy.
Alright, well, we better not. There's petroleum everywhere. Everyone better be careful.
That's what I've been saying the whole time.
That's right. This is Dad's show. It's very important to him. We are trying our best not to screw it up.
Johnny,
Okay. All right, it's time for Johnny Stampton to come in and sing another song for everyone.
Take away Johnny Simpson and the...
Stampton, it's Johnny...
Sam Johnson and the Johnson...
Stampton, it's Stampton! There ain't no story that you all can hide when I've got Friday right here by my side. Cause if you ain't heard, we're the best reporters in town. If there's a scoop to sniff out, we'll type it up, print it up. Then everybody will know what you've done. Doesn't matter how you feel, it's all in good fun. There ain't no story that you all can hide with Friday by my side. With Friday by my side. Turns out my girl Friday has dirt on all the band. She found Rex the drummer with the wrong pomade brand. Witness the whole wind section betting at the tracks. Not to mention all the bickering between trumpet and the sax. Don't forget the clarinet cheats at solitaire. And of all the cases, Aaron Bassus cuts his own hair. There ain't no story that any of you boys can hide. Might as well just pay some guy to run it high in the sky. And what's so bad about dear old Thad? Never will for anything he ever had. Whole world paid for by his dad and still hates his guts. Isn't that sad? There ain't no story that anyone can hide. He also likes to look up ladies' skirts when they go up the stairs. A real stairwell Sam, if you know what I mean. There ain't no story that you all can hide when I've got Friday right here by my side. Cause if you ain't heard, we're the best reporters in town. Find a scoop and sniff it out, type it up and print it up. Then everybody will know what that's done. Doesn't matter how he feels, since we're all having fun. There ain't no story that Thaddeus can hide with Friday by my side. Know all about Thaddeus with Friday by my side.
That was my song, Friday by My Side.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, good song. That's great. Sammy Johnson.
It mentioned you a few times.
Did it? That's very nice of you. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Never comes to rehearsals.
My name's Johnny, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. No. I'm in the places there, man. Yeah, great. Good. Yes, all right, fantastic. Okay. Song about Fridays and dads.
It's about the new movie, His Girl Friday. Mm-hmm. It came out. It's a big hit. Everyone's seeing it at your family's theater, by the way. Oh. I saw it there.
Oh, we listened to the song. It was a good song.
Was it?
It's a great movie. It's a great song about a great movie.
Uh-huh, that's
movie.
Great, yeah.
You're playing it at your theater.
Oh, the Friday one. That's right.
Yes, that's right. Thad, I wrote it about the whole band. I mentioned all these things about the band. I mentioned you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Thanks, Sammy.
You were talking to your broker again, weren't you?
Yeah. I'm having a little trouble getting that cash. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Everything's great.
You're still tied into that Disney stock.
Yeah, well, no, it's more than my money. We kind of put everyone's paycheck in there. That's,
What?
No, I was going to get, like, a bonus for everybody. It was going to be real nice.
You don't even get our names right. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Don't worry.
I'm so sorry. If there's anything I can do, do you want to smoke? I mean, here.
Please don't smoke. I am asking you.
Wait, he's right. There's petroleum everywhere. This idiot got sponsored out. Petroleum's
right.
Everywhere.
We've already had a handsome young man taken away to the hospital tonight. It's really
not
looking great.
Got that stupid dummy on fire?
Yeah. Now, I just wanted to take this moment to read a prepared message from our sponsor tonight. So this is a message for all the bachelors out there. Well, it's Friday night. You're out on the town. Now, sure, you've got a glossy finish up top, thanks to Pettibone Petroshine Pomade. But gosh, it started to rain, and you've left your umbrella at home. Why, have no fear. Just smear some Petroshine in your sport coat and slacks, and you're waterproof. But now, here comes Wendy Johnson, that pretty little girl next door. Why, she's forgotten her umbrella, too. Be the gentleman and smear her face and hair with Petroshine. Just don't get any in her mouth, nose, or eyes, because she will suffocate. Petroshine Pomade. Try it today in tubes and jars at drug counters everywhere.
I'm starting to think this stuff is dangerous.
It sounds lethal to me.
Not at all. Look at this hair. Huh?
Yeah, I see it. It's
yeah, you can't.
It's
look
certainly
at it.
Shining.
I can't move it.
I can see myself in it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Can you turn your head away? The
look
light
that?
Shining directly in my
head. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man, that really hurts, actually. It's lighting a cigarette.
Oh, my gosh, really? Or is
it? Oh, wow, no. Put it out, though. Put it out.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Not in the cover of the petroleum jar. Stop using that as a
where do I put it?
I don't know, but like, stop lighting
okay,
for one.
That's on me.
Jeez, yeah. You're freaking me out over
here. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Here. Stop that. Pick it up. Here.
Oh, sorry.
Hit me in the head.
Oh, God.
Hey,
okay, all right, okay, no. Okay.
Hit you right now.
Okay. Yeah, hit me in the head.
Just do it. Ah!
Ah, jeez.
Yeah, it's no joke, Petroshine.
Hang on, I want to try it with my left foot.
Okay.
Oh, all right. God. Yeah.
Wait a second. Let me compare this to Chippy real quick. Chippy, can you compare for a second?
Yes, Doctor. I'll do it.
You do what?
I'm gonna do it.
Thank you very much, Chippy. Not that I'm forcing you, but the fact that you do it because I asked, that's why I love you.
I'm gonna do it.
Chippy is the sweetest. All right, I'm gonna punch you in the head, Chippy, real quick. All right, that's Chippy. And now we're gonna check on Thaddeus' head real quick. All right, hey. Exactly the same.
All right, see ya.
Can I try one more time?
All right, this is getting a little,
How are you feeling there? You look a little woozy.
Yeah,
just one more time.
I feel the vibrations in my head, in my brain area.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to interrupt. I gotta get a few of these in here real quick.
Okay, no. It's enough now.
Oh, yeah, okay. The music is fantastic.
Yeah.
The acoustics are long. Great poem.
What's that?
What's that?
I gotta get my cash. Hold on. Oh yeah. Because, obviously, I put all of the paychecks from everybody in the band and everything in there. The Disney account and
wrong time to beat the boss up. Okay, Dad, you go take care of that. We'll talk about that movie real quick.
Right.
You didn't see it, did you?
I didn't see it. I told you I did.
Oh gosh, dang it! All right, well, I was a big fan. Rosalind Russell, Cary Grant, made by Howard Hawks. I believe it's really, really good. I wrote the song about it as fast as I could because
that's
how fast the dialogue is.
Yeah, I just listened to that.
You were there? Yes, you were right here when I played it in front of you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Thank you. Was anybody listening?
I was.
All right.
Yeah, I was there.
Anyway, yes, his go Friday. Yes, that was the film. And Gary Grant was very good. And
are you all right?
Rather Russell. What?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just got a little jiggled around there. A few too many blows to the head, but the Petra Shine really, it protects you against major brain injury. So that's a definite benefit, and
your hair is about in the same place as Cary Grant was throughout the entire movie.
Gary Grant.
If you're expecting him to get names right, then you're barking up the wrong tree.
No,
funny man.
Obviously, I remember it was 9-10 years ago when the front page came out. It seemed like almost like the identical story. I don't know if they stole the screenplay or...
I'm pretty sure
there might be something going on, because the front page was one of my favorite features, and now this movie comes out. I'm recognizing whole lines of dialogue. It's very confusing.
I'm pretty sure that Howard Hawks admitted it publicly that it is a remake of the front page. Instead, they just made Hildy a woman. The character of Hildy is a woman now.
Oh, I see.
Good for her.
Now, this was previously a man in the front page.
Well, it turns out that that Howard Hawks was having a dinner party, right? And somebody was talking about the front page, and he said that it was the greatest dialogue in any piece of American literature. And someone said, really, he made everyone speak the lines out because he had the script on him. And it turns out that when he made his female assistant do Hildy, he was like, wow, this is way better. And he decided to do that and change Hildy to a female character because of that.
Yeah. You know what? Good for her. I'll smoke to that.
No, please don't.
You
made it very clear that we cannot smoke in here with any man. Even I get that.
I'm sorry, that's on me.
Then in the original, Pat O'Brien, he was gonna marry the publisher?
I believe the movie in the front page, Pat O'Brien as Hildy, has stashed away from his editor in secret for 4 months to fall in love with somebody and get away from the newspaper business. And at that exact moment, one of the biggest stories in town happens, and this is a fictional town, by the way, but both stories, neither of these towns are actually real, and the big story sweeps him back up, and he has to make a decision as he is thrown into the whirlwind of crime journalism by his boss, and whether he should go see his bride or not.
Hmm.
Pretty good as a front page, but now the difference with Hitchcock Friday is Cary Grant doing pretty much the same bit that he did in The Awful Truth not but a long ago, with Ralph Bellamy as well. A guy is trying to get back his ex-wife, and they divorced. Like many crazy classic screwball comedies are coming out these days, every single one of them got to do with divorce. Divorce, divorce, divorce.
Oh, yeah, I've been there, done that.
All right, that's right, Hubert. Hubert's entire life is
screwball comedy. Started.
No, Hubert, don't.
Don't do what?
Don't light the cigarette.
This one?
Yes.
All right, I won't.
That's on you.
Yeah.
It was.
All right. So, I think Gary Grant, he's a good leading man. Cary. I think he's doing well. You know, I think he's almost at like Clark Gable level. Almost.
Seriously, if you're expecting this man to get names correct, you are just absolutely out of your mind.
I think you're on.
Be quiet, Sam.
Now I gotta say, now Cary Grant is very good, but Rosalind Russell, she's blowing everyone out of the water. She was in that movie, The Women, not too long ago. She's playing that Sylvia character. She is just a horrible character, but I love her, and she just is blowing everyone out of the water in this movie.
You know what? Good for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I will
absolutely
say this. Yeah, definitely. She did a great job. Russell did a great job. The script is just a little bit more, ratcheted up from the original that it was adapted from. It's got a lot of energy. I think it starts out with a bang. It starts out with the newspaper office and a tracking shot that takes you through, and you see all the typewriters going and the phones ringing, you know, and then it goes back and forth. I think the front page started out with a bit more, like it was in with the reporters in there, just hanging out with them for a little while, sitting around the desk and getting to know them a little. It was a slower burn. It did have some more exciting shots when he got the newspaper office later on, of those tracking shots as well, actually. But I think you definitely feel that this movie's got a bit more energy and a bit more pep and a bit more fun. Although it's quite interesting to see that same plot.
I gotta say, you make a very good point. One of the things I noticed about making the in the front page, more focus is on the news reporters and the press room in general. And in His Girl Friday, they are more a chorus to the entire story, and they spend way more time with this front scene between Cary Grant and Rosalind Russell, where they explain their history. And then they have that extra scene of them having dinner, which was not in the front page. And that extra stuff adds more dynamic, juicy relationship between them two. So when the fireworks happens later, you really care. I gotta say, in the front page, Hildy and his boss, they don't interact that much until the very, very end.
They don't kiss neither.
No, they don't kiss. Not enough. And I say that in this film, they don't kiss in this film either. Actually, I don't think so. Oh, I was paying attention. I was hanging out with Chippy. Chippy was enjoying the movie too.
I sure was.
Really scaring everyone in the theater that last.
There's a lot of great stuff in there. And then, you know, that lunch scene you're referring to where, you know, Cary, he's looking back and forth between Rosalind Russell and her new beau. He's trying to, like, figure out the relationship, how he can mess it up. You can see it in his eyes. He's working out the deal. It's really fun. And the energy, the way it ramps up, especially in that last half hour, people are talking a million miles an hour. There's a part where Hildy, she's got her fiancé on one phone. She's got Gary on the other phone. She's going back and forth. She's trying to get the story because she's addicted. She thought she could get out, but it's also exciting.
Dad, your name of the bet. She's just killing. That's so good.
And I noticed there's all these little things, like the mother-in-law showing up, and then added complications, and just a masterclass in the comedy pacing. Great hair all around.
Everyone had great hair, even when they got in that car accident.
Not sure if it was Petrushine, but...
I gotta say, I'm not surprised this movie's people are really enjoying it. Guy wrote a whole song about it.
Did you?
You didn't even ask him to do that.
I'd love to hear it sometime, that'd be great.
I can't believe it, he played it not too long ago. The very fact that you guys are expecting any sort of courtesy from this man is just blowing me away. I can't believe it. Just
you might as well hear it.
Thank you very much.
Cut that out.
Okay, thank you, man.
All right.
Guys, come on, geez!
What? He's just smoking. Oh,
man. Yeah, that one's on me.
That's on me.
All right, thank you. James Stairwell and the Stairwell Orchestra.
Come on!
Very good.
Johnny Stampton. Johnny Stampton and the Johnny Stampton Orchestra. It's not a normal name, but it's not that hard either.
Well, to quote His Girl Friday, you're wonderful in a loathsome sort of way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The things going on in my head right now. The ruminations.
You want a cigarette?
Oh, thank you. Gosh, yes, absolutely. No! What are you guys doing?
What?
No!
Oh,
get out!
Jeez. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
So
it's
in any case, Hubert, do you see this film? Do you recommend it?
You know, I saw bits and pieces more than Pinocchio, that's for sure. What I could tell from it was that the pacing was on point, you know? It was very fast-paced. I was in there for about the same amount of time that I was in Pinocchio, so maybe minute and a half, minute 45, minute 50.
What?
If that. But the amount of content that is in this movie compared to Pinocchio...
Per second. I believe there are 300 words per minute.
It is about 300% more per second of what is in Pinocchio. I felt like I watched the movie in those seconds that I was in there.
But you didn't watch the whole movie.
Oh, no, of course not.
It was too fast for you, right?
No, I just had other things to do, like
jazz.
Yeah, you definitely get your bang for your buck with this film. You get the words. Lots of words. All packed in there.
Howard Hawks is a great filmmaker. I'm actually really enjoying his movies. But the two he did with Cary Grant, Scarface.
Oh, Scarface.
I'm liking
this. Oh, Scarface. All right.
Incredibly violent, that film.
Oh, you should have led with that.
Is that Paul Mooney?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened to him? What a star. They don't make him like that anymore.
You know, Dad, this is great content for your show. I think people are really enjoying it. The audience is gone, but still, I think that the people on the air are probably paying attention.
They are all gone, aren't they? Where
they
all go to?
Where'd they go?
What, do you guys smell that? Wait, where's Chippy?
I'm over here, Daddy!
What are you playing with, Chippy?
Light!
No!
Lots and lots of light!
Wait a minute, Chippy. That's my cash. What are you doing with my cash?
God, no! He's spreading it everywhere!
Woo! You know, I really like the sound of cash
Chippy,
burning.
There's petroleum everywhere! What are you doing?
I know, Daddy!
Jason,
that's the point!
Chippy, what are you doing?
That's the point!
Oh, no. I'm out of here, guys! Sam, you're on your own! Everyone in the band, get out of here! Johnny Stampton's orchestra! Ah! Looks like he's wet! Oh! Oh, God, Chippy, it's everywhere!
I
can't stand it! I'm so sorry!
That's the point, Daddy!
I really kind of wet to soak soda, I'm sorry!
You know, if this wasn't funny... What it is!
No, it's a fight! It's not funny at all! No, it's everywhere! Everything's on fire!
I need a cigarette.
Wow. I mean, what an ending.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. These have strong endings.
Dude, that was crazy.
man, that puppet sounded creepy.
Went up in flames, man.
Everything.
That puppet, I'm glad it's dead. I'm glad it burnt to the ground with that building because...
Not a fan of puppets?
Well, puppets are okay. They're still terrifying, but, like, I can tolerate a puppet, but when it's mashed together with bones, that's next level business, dude. That's too much.
This kind of fits, because Peter's always had a big fear of puppets. I think it's partly because our dad, who is Thad, who you hear on the recording, he used to tell us all these scary puppet stories, and he used to get like every puppet movie and play it and just laugh. It was like, you know, it was like something really personal for him.
Huh, because he seemed really excited about this, and everything went terribly wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's probably when he ended up back at the theater, I guess.
He didn't really treat his staff very well, though.
No.
He really didn't.
Well, that's... Nope. That was consistent.
Tracks.
Is someone gonna help me? Come on!
Poppy? Wait. Poppy, whoa. Hold on a second. Put that down for a second.
Okay.
What is this?
The box?
Did you find this?
Obviously a box, dude.
Did you find this in the hole?
Maybe.
Okay, well, what's in the box?
I don't know. Open it.
Okay, well, let me pick it up here.
Let's just...
You know what, Poppy, could you drag it a little bit more for us?
Okay.
Thanks, I'm going to stretch. Dude, just pick it. Give me it, Poppy. God, jeez.
Okay, sorry. I'll open it. Good grief.
Picked up a lot of boxes lately, so...
I'll do it this time.
All right, finally.
Okay, you want to look away, guys? I'm going to blow the dust off the box.
Okay.
All right, so just face away, okay?
Okay, I'm going to inhale first.
You blew that right on me.
I know, I did.
Oh,
I couldn't help myself.
You know who would do that?
Poppy.
That's true.
Anyway, do you guys want to open this box
the same way
that we put the record?
Oh, you want to open it together?
We'll count it at the same time. Okay, all right.
Are we doing 3, 2, 1 or 1, 2, 3?
Everyone gets a flap. Poppy, you get a flap. Yeah, we get a flap. So, like, it's, you know, like a box.
Okay, I can try and reach.
I'll pick you up, put you on my hand.
Okay.
I'm
at it.
Okay. Here we go, everyone.
All right, you ready?
Pick a flap.
Okay. Three.
One.
Three.
Two. Wait, no.
Okay.
Okay, on the count of one.
Okay, so.
One.
Three,
wait, no, wait.
Two.
One.
I'm
open.
Opening the box.
Hello.
Ah, oh, my God. Oh, he's all burnt. It's Professor Chippy.
Yes, but you can just call me Dummy.
I gotta admit, that laugh is infectious.
I love you. Who are you?
You know what? You seem kind of nice.
You guys kind of look familiar, but also don't at the same time.
Don't touch me.
Like this?
No.
Guys, I don't feel comfortable right now. Can I maybe just like leave for like this one time? Could I just not be on the podcast real quick?
Peter, shut up.
Can we just go?
Peter, hold this dummy for 1 second while we figure out what to do.
I don't wanna. Okay.
All right.
I like it when he holds me. His hands are real delicate.
I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be thinking about this for a while.
Alex, I think we should have a staff meeting.
Can someone take the puppet? Just take the puppet!
Theo. Okay, he's going to take care of it, right? I'm not going to do anything to this, right?
I can still hear you.
Out of three, you and I are just going to run upstairs into the attic.
You know, if you don't want me here, I can just go back in the box.
Three, two,
three.
What? Which one? Okay, go. Guys, no!
It's just you and me now.
Oh, God.
Her face and hair with petroshine.